So finding through this posture equally lying down or sitting on a chair or sitting, standing, finding this upright alertness that can bring some waking to the mind. Like a freshening. Like a finding our own dignity in a way. Or tapping into that inner dignity of posture. That's gentle and soft. And yet holding ourselves in a sense. With the freshness of dropping away what's not necessary for now. And feeling into grounding inside the body. Feeling the whole of the skin, holding it all together. And that meeting of skin and air, and skin and clothing. This super sensitive, largest organ in the body. And just breathing with that for a few moments, like whole body skin breathing. Breathing through all our pores. And from this opening into an awakeness of what's arising in ourselves, what's arising from outside of our own skin boundaries, just sounds, smells, shapes. Taste of the air, almost. Touch. And within that awareness, how is your spinefulness? How is your spine in its snaky fluidity? Just to see if there's a good posture there, or if there needs to be some slight, tiny adjustments. Or is there clenching to each side of the spine that can be released by dropping the shoulders, or opening the chest more, or rising a little, or sinking a little? Whatever it is that's needed. Maybe opening to this possibility of awareness being not something we create, but something that suffuses our body, mind, heart, that suffuses the space around us. That suffuses the elements around us. We don't know how aware the trees are of us. Maybe the human beings aren't the only awareness around. Maybe we just tap into a greater awareness. That's not really personal. It's not really ours. Again, in this awareness, we can turn our attention to the movements of the mind, the heart mind, of what we're wanting, what we're running after, what we're running from, what we're grasping towards, and what we're pushing away. Just feeling into those movements. There may be just one happening, or maybe the ping pong, or maybe a middle kind of neutrality. Normally, if we're just asking ourselves, what's happening now for me? Sometimes on retreats around day 3 or 4, there can be some strong feelings coming of wishing for something or wishing for something not to be. Whether that be in the meditation practice or in our daily lives. Thoughts of what we want and don't want. Resistances, longings. Sometimes resistances take forms of like irritation of somebody who's noisy next to us or sounds from outside. Through the whole spectrum to full-blown, strong anger about something. And these are all part of meditation. It's not that they shouldn't be. Some strong resistances or angers are sometimes a healthy response. Coming from some past experience that wasn't so good. Sometimes aversion can just be a habit as well. No, not wanting, resistance. And all of these can be investigated. Without judgment of whether they should be there or not. Just, how curious. There's this now. From this seated awareness, we can delve in and be curious about those feelings. Like a meeting of those strong emotions. Sometimes they're too intense and too strong to meet nakedly with naked awareness. We need to develop some loving kindness to be able to receive and welcome our strong emotions like a receptacle of softness. And for this we can really develop that inside body grounding that is by nature a sensual human body that has its softness. And that softness of the human body can connect with some loving. Not to wipe away or dismiss a strong feeling of aversion or resistance, but to be able to receive it. Without repressing, with a real true heartfelt meeting. For some people on about day three, there's strong desire. Maybe some love story for someone not here, maybe for someone here, some fantasy. Maybe just pure sensuality, sensual attraction. And this can also be met and welcomed in an inquiring, curious way. How is that now in my body? How is desire? Who are you, desire? Do we know each other? There's often a dance when the resistances and pushing away subside. Often that leaves space for sensuality to come up. And sensuality could just be a whole spreading sensuality that we could rest in, or it could be more pointed and go in the direction of attraction, a wanting, or a lusting. These are all natural parts of meditation, natural parts of the process. There is nothing that shouldn't be here. And in the desire department, it could just be a desire for chips and egg, or television. Maybe some other of our insulating habits that we've been weaning ourselves from these last days, and start daydreaming and fantasizing about. This willingness to be curious and to delve into inquiry of what these sensations are like inside us actually brings energy to the practice. That bringing up of our natural curiosity is in itself energizing. Because yes, I do want to get to know you, feeling inside me. Emotion, intensities. Another mind state that often comes is restlessness and agitation, or agitation. Another one that we would like to get rid of, probably, thinking that it shouldn't be here. This restlessness, part of the human experience. We could really have a experiential knowing of this restlessness, beyond condemning or pushing away. Again, that curiosity. Ah, who are you, restlessness? Do I know you, agitation? Where do you live in my body? Do I know the taste of your buzz? Your zing? Is the agitation on the top surface of awareness, or a bit lower, or right down underneath some layers, under some layers of calm? Is there more agitation? And we can really travel around inside awareness, exploring these, how we can drop through the different layers. And be surprised by what may be there that we didn't know was living itself out there, lurking. Almost like a hide and seek. Aha, I see you in your underwater cave. I see you now. There can be celebration in that seeing, instead of a criticism of your meditation. I shouldn't be restless or agitated by now. I should be enlightened. There can be a delight in this hide and seek. Ah, I see you behind that rock. I see you. That can be quite uplifting, the seeing. And the joy of exploration, the joy of wanting to inquire into these mind states, living through us, that we don't know so well. Often trying to push them away, trying to ignore them, wishing we weren't like that. And there can be a welcoming. Come into my house, be guests. Sit down, have some tea. Let's have some chit-chat, some amiable conversation. Tell me all about yourself, restlessness. Tell me about your family. agitation. Then there can be the other side, the other extreme, where we're dozy and foggy. There's like a torpor, like a slumpedness, as if we were in the jungle and it was just too hot to move and do anything but swing around in the hammock. Sleeping. And this can also be inquired into. And we feel that sleepy blanket coming down on us. There can be curiosity. Ah, sleepiness. Fogginess. Do we know each other? So again, we're not trying to control our world. We're not trying to get rid of and change and be perfect. But living our meditation in an alive way of feeling what would like my attention now. And who are you? Who are you, doziness? Who are you when I kind of numb out? And just that raised eyebrows of the curious one brings some energy to that, the soporific states. And sometimes we can really feel in our bones what sleepiness feels like. Feel into the very flavour and taste of a numbing out type of energy. And sometimes it can be helpful to try and see the message in that, why we're trying to numb out, why we feel we're blanking out. Is there something stronger we don't want to deal with? And sometimes it's not interesting to understand too much, and we can just get to know, become more familiar with that, to be able to recognize it, so that we see it coming in awareness. Not out of a wish to cultivate it necessarily, but to be able to see it clearly through recognition. Almost like, is this a shutting down? Am I closing to something here? Without the analysis of that. No psychology, just, this is that feeling of shutting down. So that I don't have to follow that programming, if that's a habit in different situations. Because I recognize it, I see it, like a large plain with horses galloping in the distance towards me. I see you coming. I see you coming, shut down. And just the seeing can help to loosen the habit. Just the knowing it, instead of it riding away with you. Sometimes there's a mind of doubt. We don't know. We don't know if our mind is telling us true. And we keep hopping around in doubt. Whether we should be here, maybe, or whether these teachers are just saying any old stuff. Can I trust it? Can I trust my own experience, even? Is this wisdom, is it not? And this doubting state of mind can also be inquired into in that same way of knowing the feeling, taste of it. Ah, here comes doubt again. Just the feeling tone of it can be appropriate to inquire right into, like going right inside its molecules. And at other moments, we could try to understand what type of doubt is it. Is it a helpful, wholesome questioning? Or is it a doubt that's going around and around in circles in a sort of obsessive, compulsive way that's not getting anywhere? And then we need to find a way to come off that merry-go-round. Maybe by bringing in something we know we can trust, and coming back to feeling of trust and faith. Whatever that be for you. Maybe it could just be, as I was speaking yesterday, of finding that belonging sanctuary inside us. To rest in that place that we know is safe and sure, from which we can grow trust. These are five main themes that reoccur often in meditation and outside of formal meditation. This pull towards, this wanting, desire, this push away, aversion, resistance, this agitation and restlessness. It can lead to anxiety. This sleepy doziness, blanking out, numbing, and doubt, hip-hopping about. These are not terrible things that must be cured. These can be seen as helpful tools to recognize these different states of mind, to know these five, even though there's many shades of them, many more than five, just these five main themes that often come up in our lives. Points we can be aware of. Ah, what's happening now? Ah, this desire state, or this aversion state, or this foggy state, or this restless, or this doubt hopping about. They're like natural occurrences in our mind, part of the human experience that we can be familiar with. And from familiarity, not through digging in and getting into them, but just through knowing them, knowing what they taste like enough to recognize and see them when they're there, feel them when they're there. From that recognition, we can find our own wisdom in how to deal with them. The appropriate response. That we can't respond when we don't know what we're responding to. But the responses are inside us already. So I would like to invite you to, if you feel like, if this tempts you, to use these as tools today for meditation. From a place of groundedness, from your little boat bobbing along. And to see what interesting surprises come up. From making friends with these friends. Thanking you for this lovely presence. May we be well and peaceful through our journey of exploration of this day and what comes up inside us.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.